But we start with the developing story in the last hour or so. The public protector's probe into the Palapala events. That's to do with the president. It's to do with the Gucci-clad businessman, the buying of the buffaloes, the dollars in the couch. All of that has been investigated by the public protector's office. And that investigation is now complete. Now, the African Transformation Movement asked the public protector to determine whether the president was in breach of his oath in connection with an alleged cover-up of what happened in Palapala on the Limpopo farm in February 2020. And that party, the ATM, has now been informed that an interim report has been drafted. And last month, the National Assembly, you remember, voted against proceedings with an impeachment inquiry. Well, let's speak now to the ATM spokesperson, Zama Ntshona. Zama, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time. Tell us about the letter that you have now received, the communication from the Public Protector's Office.
Thank you so much. As the African Transformation Movement, we can definitely confirm that the public protector, or should we say the acting public protector, Advocate Galeka, has actually sent us communication confirming that there is an interim report, and we are awaiting that it is going to be taken through the last stages in terms of quality check and all of that, but the matter is finalized. And we are awaiting that report. And as the African Transformation Movement, we look forward to what this particular report is going to give us, given the fact that we have had an independent panel that has looked into the same information and gave findings that were saying the president has something to answer.
Mm. So in that letter, the public protector's team is saying that this report is currently due for review for internal quality assurance purposes. So they're basically crossing their T's, dotting their I's, making sure it's okay. What is your expectation on a timeline, and will the report be made public?
On the timeline, we must say first that we are pleasantly surprised, because when we marched to the Office of the Public Protector, she gave us 7 days, and post that 7 days, she said it would take 3 years. Now, we are pleasantly surprised that it has not even taken a year since she issued that particular communication, when she said it would take even more. We are pleasantly surprised about that, but we should expect now that there is a communication that says the matter has been finalized, that it should not take very long. But our expectation with the African Transformation Movement is that this report will reveal that Section 96 of the Executive Members Ethics Act, subsection 2A, that says that members of the cabinet, the president included, shall not have other paid work. It will also find that the president is in violation of that particular section. PRECA Act, chapter section 34, subsection 1, that says matters of criminality, theft included, must be reported to a DPCI office. We are expecting that the deputy public protector will find that the president has also violated that. On the matter of the conflict of interest between the president of a country and a businessman, in him issuing an unlawful instruction to the head of Presidential Protection Unit to go and probe a private matter, that we expect that she will also find that the president violated that section as well, and also that issue of the unlawful instruction given. So those four counts, consistent to the findings of the independent panel, we expect that the deputy public protector must also say the president has something to answer.
Zama, thank you very much. Zama Ntshona, ATM spokesperson, speaking to us there about this development. The Public Protector's Office has now completed that investigation into the Palapala farm matter. It's not released yet. It is going through quality control. And remember, there are also other processes underway. There is the parliamentary process. There is the Treasury is busy looking. The Reserve Bank is busy looking at this as well. There's a Hawks investigation. What are your thoughts on this, on the Public Protector's Office having a look at Palapala? Send me a WhatsApp voice note, 072-702-1702, 072-567-1567.